Hi, I'm Gene Price. It's time for country music.
Just sat there and she brushed her hair. Lord, it sure was dark and long. I got a half-warm beer, found my boots and put them on. As she straightened out her clothes, so I kissed her warm red lips again, and I whispered soft and low, baby, it couldn't have been any better, it couldn't have been any sweeter, we couldn't have climbed any higher, if we'd been to the top of the world, we couldn't have got any closer, it couldn't have been any better, and you're my best friend's girl. With a tender look she said goodnight, and I turned to walk away, just before I closed that door and left, I could hear her softly say, baby, it couldn't have been.
Couldn't have been any better. Johnny Duncan and Janie Fricke. And, of course, right now they're riding high in the charts with that beautiful song, He's Out of My Mind. And how are you? I'm Gene Price. You know the guys on the show, Leonard Fenstawall, our historian.
This is Leonard Fenstawall, historian and off-camera announcer.
And, of course, the, I guess, worldwide known, what can I say about Willard W. Willard?
Tell me that I'm the greatest, which I am, and give me more bread.
All right, fine. Just sit down over here and we'll talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it. I want some dough.
Oh, you want some bread dough?
Don't be silly. Play a song.
All right. Here's Merle Haggard. Misery and Gin.
Memories and drinks don't mix too well. And jukebox records don't play those wedding bells. Looking at the world through the bottom of a glass. All I see is a man who's fading fast. Tonight I need that woman again, but I'd give my baby to just walk in. Sit down beside me, say it's all right. Take me home and make sweet love to me tonight. But here I am again, mixing misery and gin, sitting with all my friends and talking to myself. I look like I'm having a good time, but any fool can tell that this honky-tonk heaven really makes you feel like hell. I light a lonely woman's cigarette, and we start talking about what we want to forget. Her life story and mine are the same. We both lost someone and only have ourselves to blame. But here I am again, mixing misery and gin, sitting with all my friends and talking to myself. I look like I'm having a good time, but any fool can tell that this honky-tonk really makes you feel like hell.
Merle Haggard, right there, just mulling over his misery and gin. Yeah, for those of you who go down to the EM Club, or the Officers Club, yeah, you know, and you just sit there on nickel night and just whoop it down there, put about an inch on your arm. Well, how you doing? Hi, I'm Gene Price. I feel pretty good today, and for some reason, I don't know why, but I don't even question it. Just, you know, never looked a gift horse in the mouth. I've always said that. I don't know what that has to do with feeling good, but anyway. Hey, in a moment, T.G. Shepherd does Do You Want to Go to Heaven, so I want you to stand by. If your family properly prepared, is your family properly prepared to handle emergency or routine medical treatment while you're in the service? Well, let me just talk about this for a minute. This is very important. Unfortunately, many service members have not informed their families or know themselves about the benefits under CHAMPUS. That's the Civilian Health and Medical Program of the Uniformed Services. Now, do your spouse and children know that they must have the proper military ID card and must use proper forms to receive help from CHAMPUS? They may, however, get a help, you know, while you are gone from a local post facility or by writing the executive director, OCHAMPUS, Aurora, Colorado, 80045. I would have them write, sit out, and take care of a bit of business there. All right, T.G. Shepherd, and Do You Want to Go to Heaven? Well,
I certainly do. Say to say goodbye to Doug O'Connor.
Was the hottest day of August. All of us were down by the banks of the Paint Rock River. I was next in line to be baptized at the innocent age of 10. I'll never forget and remember it yet, the taste of that clear pink water. And that preacher's words still fill my head, and I hear them now and then. He said, do you want my hand and feel that feeling? And I said, yeah, just lead me on. There was the hottest night of summer, and my final high school dance was just about over. I was old enough for the taste of love when boys turned into men. I'll never forget, I remember it yet, the taste of that clear, pure water. But the preacher's words I barely heard as sweet Bonnie Lou gave in. She said, do you want to go to heaven? And I said, yeah, just lead me on. Take my hand, can you feel that feeling? And I said, yeah, just lead me on. It was a lonely night in August. She was sitting at the end of the bar when I saw her. And with a little wine and a little time, she would be a prize to win. Now I'll never forget, I remember it yet, the taste of that clear, pure water. But that preacher's words could not be heard when she whispered, come on in. She said, do you want to go? Just lead me on. Take my hand. Can you feel that feeling? And I said, yeah. Just lead me on. She said, do you want to go to heaven? And I said, yeah. Just lead me on. Take my hand. Can you feel that feeling?
There he is, the German Shepherd over there wearing his flea and tick collar. And do you want to go to heaven? Right here with Gene Price. Let's go for two in a row. Here is Tammy Wynette doing nicely with this one, Starting Over Again.
Wondering where the hours go, catching up on TV shows. It's not easy, heaven knows, when you're starting home.
It is. You got it. That's Tammy White there. Tammy Wynette, and that's Starting Over Again. That's nice. She does such good work, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. Hey, listen, I want to hear that news from Porter and Dolly.
All right, fine. Why don't we do the three in a row? We try to get in as much music as possible. Back together again and doing nicely. Porter Wagner, Dolly Parton, right here on the Gene Price Show.
You say tomorrow.
Ready to grieve. making plans to leave. 'Cause you making plans to leave.
Oh, yes, making plans to leave. Thank you. That, of course, Porter Wagoner, Dolly Parton together. And I don't know how many more songs are going to be released in the album, how many times they're going to appear together in public. We'll wait and see. But anyway, this is going to do a lot for Porter's image, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it ain't hurting Dolly's either. I love her image.
Well, I'll bet you do. Listen, during the actor's strike, we've tried to help out every way that we could. And the only job we had open here at the station was that of a men's room attendant. And some of the unemployed actors, we have tried to put them to work. And some of them are still doing some things. Tell me, Leonard, who... some of the guys who've been left over. Who do we have today working out?
I believe it's Kirk Douglas. Kirk, want to come on in?
May I just say this right now in my entire career? I've never been a men's room attendant. It's not my cup of tea.
Well, Kirk, you're doing a great job, as I understand it. Any questions?
Yeah, just one. Where do you keep the toilet supplies? The gentleman said he wanted toilet tissue and all I can find down there. The two Sears catalogs and 14 corn cobs.
Well, see, this is a country station, Kirk, and we like to, you know, make sure everything is kind of country. Listen, you're doing a terrific job. Hey, after you finish up today, I'd love to take you out and buy you lunch. Is that okay?
Yeah, it'd be fine. Long as it's soup.
Well, why soup?
Because that's the only thing that goes between my teeth.
Well, yeah, okay, be careful now. Boy, he's a good one, I'll tell you. Okay, we got to move it along. This is the... Oh, yes, here's me, almost lost my voice, yeah. It's a country station, actually, here on American Forces Network. We play all kind of great music. Our segment, of course, is country. And here's a country singer. Are you ready for this one? Okay. Don Williams and I Believe in You.
I don't believe in superstars, organic food, and foreign cars. I don't believe the price of gold, the certainty of growing old, that right is right and left is wrong, that north and south can't get along, that east is east and west is west, and being first is always best. But I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad, and I believe in you. Well, I don't believe that heaven waits for only those who congregate. I like to think of God as love. He's down below, he's up above. He's watching people everywhere. He knows who does and doesn't care. And I'm an ordinary man. Sometimes I wonder who I am. But I believe in love. I believe in music. I believe in magic. And I believe. I know with all my certainty what's going on with you and me is a good thing. It's true. I believe in you. I don't believe virginity is as common as it used to be. In working days and sleeping nights, that black is black and white is white, that Superman and Robin Hood are still alive in Hollywood, that gasoline's in short supply, the rising cost of getting by. But I believe in love. I believe in old folks. I believe in children. I believe in you. I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad. And I believe in you.
There he is, Whispering Don. Well, it's actually Whispering Bill, isn't it? That's right. This is the quiet man right here, Don Williams. Beautiful song, I Believe in You. Tell you what it's due, let me take a quick break here, then we're going to whip one on you from Willie Nelson. Are we ready? All right. But right now, when you return from overseas, don't forget that you have an advisor you can trust in your housing referral office. The people have complete information on houses for sale, apartments to rent, and trailer courts. They also have a knowledge, too, of some of the other things that may have a bearing on your selection of a living area. Schools, churches, shopping centers. Oh, yes, the officers and men of the Housing Referral Office are there to help you. Let them do it. They'll make things a lot easier for you. Believe me when I tell you that.
Leonard Festival speaking down off microphone. Willie Nelson has been out. He and his band have been out. Let me get closer to the microphone here. He's getting ready to go on stage to do a live show. Now, the guys have been out honky-tonking the night before, and they had, maybe more than they should. Willie is right now taking inventory to see if all of his band is on the bandstand. Here, you can hear him counting off. Listen now. Apparently all the band is there, so he's going to do this song called On the Road Again.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. Road again.
Yes, Willie Nelson, right here with Gene Price. That's something? What a song that is. That's some Honeysuckle Rose, and it's doing very nicely, too. Tell you what let's do. Let's keep it going right now. One of my very favorite singers of all time, Mr. Marty Robbins, Among My Souvenirs.
There's nothing left for me. Of days that used to be. I live in memories among my souvenirs. Some letters tied in blue, a photograph or two. I find. count them all apart. And as the teardrops start, I find a broken heart among my
suit. And part two of Gene Price's Country World. Here comes the rabbit hopping down the bunny trail, which leads to the local bank. Money off this record right here. Driving his life away. Sounds like a big trucker, doesn't it? It's Eddie Rabbit, right here with Gene Price, doing very well with the song, too. And it, like you say, it's become a monstrous hit for him. It's on the wane right now.
What's that mean?
I don't know. Someone I heard a disc jockey said it's on records on the wane. Maybe it was on the lamb.
Come to think of it, I know the disc jockey. The disc jockey was on the lamb. The record was going down.
That's it. Okay. Anyway, we're into part two. We play the best of country music, as most of you know. And here's Tom T. Hall. Here's for you, nostalgia buff, back when gas was 30 cents a gallon.
Back when gas was 30 cents a gallon, America was young and strong and brave. Lord knows that I didn't have much money. And my old car had seen some better days. You were young and fresh as brand new roses. I was so in love and strong and brave. Back when gas was 30 cents a gallon and love was only 60 cents away. I don't think I'd know you if I'd see. A gallon, I didn't know the meaning of her. Back when gas was 30 cents a gallon and sweet magnolias lined those country roads, we burned a tank of love most every weekend, and on work days I helped them fix the roads. Our friends certain. Who ever thought we'd go our separate ways? Back when gas was 30 cents a gallon and love was only 60 cents away. A gallon. I didn't know the meaning of her. Back when gas was 30 cents a gallon and love was only 60 cents away.
Thank you, Tom. Tom T. Hall right there. Sounds like a large auditorium, doesn't it? Appearing tonight at Tom T. Hall. Well, anyway, we have that song right there. Back when gas was 30 cents a gallon. I mentioned this one time on the radio some time ago. I'd forgotten a year. No, I'll tell you what. It was 1970. There was a gas war on in Los Angeles where I was living. And at that time, my fiancé, this was before my wife and I got married, we took off and went for a picnic, and we came back to get a car filled up. We had a little four-cylinder job. Pulled in, and at that time, the gas war, ethyl, mind you, regular. I mean, that's super. You know, we always called it ethyl when I was growing up. But supreme or super was 28.9 cents a gallon. Believe that? And, you know, I don't know how far Tom is referring to, but I think it's been a while. It has been a while. But be that as it may, we shall see in a moment. Lynn Anderson does Even Cowgirls Get the Blues, and that's a real dandy tune right here with Gene Price. Hey, do you know why you should never sign a lease without a military clause? Well, let me tell you. Do you know why you're unprotected without it? Make sure before you sign a lease that you have that military clause in writing, because if you don't, boy, you're asking for trouble. If you get transferred to another base, a military clause will allow you to break your own lease. Otherwise, you may find yourself owing a lot of money for the rent on an empty apartment. Now, if you have any problems, knock on the door of your legal assistance officer. See him before you sign, or her, as the case might be. Make sure you understand what a military clause is and why it is really important to you. Don't sign without knowing what and why you are signing. All right, Lynn, I love this song. The song is written by Johnny Cash's son-in-law, Rodney Crowell, who's married to Roseanne Cash. Even cowgirls get the blues.
She's around her, I can tell.
Even cowgirls get the blues, yes. I wonder if they get side saddle riding, get blisters riding side saddle, do you?
I'll ask my wife's hairstylist. He should know.
All right, fine. Hey, listen, why don't we just go for two in a row right now? I think that would be nice. Here's Kenny Rogers. Yeah, you got it. What a song. Love the world the way, and I think everybody should, because I think everybody needs a hobby.
Every now and then, when the world steps in, stealing all our time away, it soon takes so when I know it's time for me to say, take my hand, let's walk through love's door and be free.
and the time is ours to share. Love will always stay just a touch away. Come with me, all the magic's waiting there. Take my hand, let's walk through love's doors and be free from the world once more. Use my heart, you can hide today and love the world away. You can love the world.
Is Love the World Away. Kenny Rogers, gee whiz, what a song. That's done so, so very well. Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us in our studio, who came in a moment ago, one of the great gourmet cooks also, who works out at the home, Bags Bagwell. Bags, do you have a little recipe?
Yes, hi. This is Bags Bagwell. The only way to tenderize alligator meat is to use a crock pot.
Bags, I never heard advice like that. It's... My son, my father said, marry for money, and I said, all right, sir. Oh, here's Hank Williams, Jr. Old habits are hard to break. Just grind it out there, Hank, and throw it out the window.
I kick the habit of smoking back some time ago. I tried the hard stuff, but I had all that go. But the toughest thing I ever gave up was today. Cause old habits like you are hard. I use life savers, but you, it's so hard to make. I had grown so used to you and all of your ways.
Habits are awful hard to break. Yes, I reckon they might be. That, of course, Hank Williams, Jr., and doing very well with that one, too. It's not going to be, I don't think, as big as family tradition, but, boy, songs like that come along every so rarely. Hey, hang on to your savings bonds. All your bonds are still earning interest, and at the highest rate ever. Every savings bond you hold on to is earning more, so don't redeem your older bonds in order to buy the new Series EE. Now, the yield on the old bonds was improved to be comparable to the new ones. Now, it makes good sense to hold on to your bonds. It works to your advantage. Check them out. Get those bonds and make them work for you. All right. Are we ready? I think we are. We have over here Mr. Ed Bruce, and, of course, with him is going to be his buddy Willie Nelson, and this song is a dandy, huh? All right. You got it? The last cowboy song right here on the Gene Price Show.
This is the last cowboy song, the end of 100-year wars. The voices sound sad as they're singing along.
another piece of America's lost. He rides a feedlot and clerks in a market on weekends selling tobacco and beer. His dreams of tomorrow surrounded by fences, but he'll dream tonight of when fences weren't here. He blazed the trail with Lewis and Clark, and eyeballed, oh, I backed down. He stood shoulder to shoulder with Travis in Texas, and rode with the seventh when Custer went down. This is the last cowboy song, the end of a 100-year war. The voices sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of America's lost. Showed us how he looked on canvas, and Louis L'Amour has told us his tale. Willie Waylon and me sing about him and wish to God we could have ridden his trail.
This is song, the end of a 100-year war. Voices sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of America's lost.
This is the last cowboy song. The end of the peace of America's lost.
Last cowboy song. That's it, Ed Bruce. Let's go out right now. I've got more requests for this particular cut right here ever since, I guess, people went out and saw Urban Cowboy and watched John Travolta dance out there. Boy, here it is. This is the Orange Blossom Special. Thank you. All right, there it is. That's some Urban Cowboy, and one of the great scenes here. Travolta does a heck of a dance to that dude right there. All right, that's going to do it. I was looking at the clock. I thought we had time for some more, but I guess not. That's going to do it. My name is Gene Price. Thank you for joining me. I really appreciate it. Have a super day wherever you are. Take care. Goodbye. God bless you. Stay loose. Don't forget, tomorrow is our country golden oldie days, and I'll see you then if I can learn how to say it. Bye-bye.